For our first segment is the short and beautiful Carla. Carla, you're in.
The Donnell Library Center, located on 53rd Street in mid-Manhattan, first opened its Nathan Stiles reading room routines during the 1950s. After a full makeover, which included installing a sound system, video gaming equipment to accompany the books, the room reopened as Teen Central in 2003. Its space, unlike any other, here are some of our favorite memories of it.
My name is Gus, and the closest library to me is actually right up the block from my house. Like, I don't have to travel. I don't have to do much of anything. I live completely in the middle of everything I'll ever need, and yet I still come here to go to the library. And it's not just about the games or about the music. It's about the people I meet. You know, I actually never read an actual book in my entire life until I came here. And it's true. It's kind of sad, but it's true. It's like, until I came here, I never picked up a book in my life at my own free will. I got here, I have read more books than I possibly will ever read. It's like, and it's not just like books with a teenage soul either. It's, you know, I've read Paradise Lost, I've read, you know, the Da Vinci Code, I've read all kinds of books for all different ages, and it's mostly because, you know, I came here and people here inspired me to be a better person. They inspired me to do things that I actually want to do, even though I didn't know I did, you know. And I actually didn't go to school much until I started coming here, you know. It's like, you can ask, you know, lots of people around here know I'd never attended a day of school in my life, and now I'm on my way to getting my degree, and I want to become a police officer, actually a detective on the SVU unit. And it's not just because I want a gun, it's because I like helping people. You know, I want to make just as much a difference in everybody else's life as the people here have made a difference in mine. It's not much Teen Central changed my life so much as it is it kind of saved it. You know, I was on a bad track going nowhere, and now I'm on the right path, and I have everyone here to thank for that.
My name is Shaggy. I will not discuss my real name. I'm sorry. Those who say my real name shall get burned as soon as I die.
That you're first.
The reason why I come to this library is because the closest library I go to is around 179th. Yes, I live in Washington Heights. And I used to be there during my 7th grade year. It really sucks because they kept me to go quiet. So the reason why I came here, well, at first it was the video games, but then I realized that I have great friends. They're like my family, so I kept coming every Tuesday and Thursday just to spend time with my family. And I try to make this place better, you know, for maybe like my sister to come here or anybody who's young to just come here. When I first came here, I'm like, what the hell is this place? It's so like weird. And that's why I met Natasha, right? And then like came Dom Dom and all the other people. And then out of nowhere, they had anti-prom, which is like, oh my God, nonconformist. Wow. Like Spender had a great time, man. It was really great, and I started coming back, and look at me now. And the second time was when I first met this girl, Sarah. I was like, this is back when I was like an Avenged Sevenfold fan, so I was really jamming. And someone had to rat me out because I was supposed to be singing, and she came out of nowhere. And like she said to stop it, and I got really pissed because no one disturbs me from Avenged Sevenfold. I'm like, this girl, ugh. But I let it pass because that's it. Because, like, really, I'm a very nice guy. And that's basically all I have to say.
My name is Devon. I started coming here in July. And apparently, actually, I was just sent here by my mother. I won't get into that. To study for chemistry for summer school. But then I just started coming out here after summer school and during school because it's just an awesome library. And I come all the way from Staten Island. You know, that's how much I love and dedicate this place. And I learned my love of library YouTube and learned how to wing the whole library computer system. I've met my great friends and family. I met four awesome librarians, Jeremy, Sarah, Jose, and Joanne. I mean, they're like my adult role models and just guys I hang out with. And I come here every Saturday to spend 7 hours watching YouTube, you know, and If they ever can, they give me more than one appointment, and I thank them so much for that because they all know how important my YouTube is to me. I used to come here during my non-school era, was when I was cutting school just to come here. Ask these so they can tell you. I was thinking all I wanted to do was watch YouTube, and I wanted to drop out and be a bum and everything. But then all of a sudden, I just kind of got out of it, you know. And they've really, you can ask them, I've come a long way. And I just love this library so much. When I found out I was tearing it down, I just almost broke down because this is like my sanctuary. This is my fortress of solitude. Even though my kryptonite is books, it's my fortress of solitude.
Hi, my name is Daquan, but most people know me as Akon. It's a school name. No one else can call me that. When I first came here, it was weird at first. I came here, got on the computer, and then I noticed they're playing music. A kind of library plays music. It's kind of weird. Then I saw a Teen Central. Oh, this is different. Then a whole bunch of people came in, and it's kind of weird because they were loud. And no one said anything. So I'm like, hey, then I can be loud. And then next time I came out, I think I came with you. We came here again, and then we were playing games. Then I said, this can't be a library. I didn't believe it at first. But then day after that, they played games again. So I really digged it. So I kept coming back and coming back. And most of the things that they was doing here, most of the things that people do here, I won't usually do around where I live. But now I find it pretty cool. I do it around where I live. Like most of the people in here listen to Japanese songs. I listen to Japanese songs now too, because they got me hooked on it. I watch Japanese shows. I know Japanese. It's pretty weird. I didn't ever think that I would even know Japanese.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. My most memorable memory here. Basically, it was the first time that I met Shaggy Cheyenne. The first time I met Shaggy. You see, when I came here, I came with a friend named Darius. He showed me the place, and he said they have Halo. So I thought, might as well just play a little bit of Halo, not go home, something different. There was this girl there that both me and Shaggy were both going after at the same time. Her name was Mercy. We basically were going at it back and forth, trying to get attention. So finally, by like day three, she just like disappeared. We didn't know what the hell happened. But the time goes on, I just keep coming back, thinking she'll be there. Finally, I go into the back closet and I see Guitar Hero. I stayed for that, and from there on out, it's been history. And I've been friends with that lunatic over there ever since. Your name. Oh yeah, I didn't meet a lot of friends.
Yeah, my name is Nick, but many of y'all know me by Sasori. The reason I came to the library was because I stumbled upon it by accident. I was like, I got lost. I couldn't find my way back though, say nothing. So I decided, like, I looked around for a bit, then I saw this library here. So I decided to go in here, use a computer. I was like, okay, it's pretty cool here. I heard music, which was kind of weird because the library I went to, but like right down my house, was like always quiet. So I started coming here more often. I hear people getting more loud, so I'm like, hey, I like this library. I can be loud all I want. I started coming back a few times, and then I learned that you could play games. I was like, oh my God, I'm staying here more often. Then I started meeting people. My first friend I made was Louis. Then I met Crystal. But then I met my friend here, Itachi, which I knew him at my school, which was kind of weird.
Reunion!
Yeah. Then I met this crazy nutcase, Devon. Then I met my teacher in Guitar Hero. And then I met my crazy nutcase friend. Then with Shaggy, the idiot. But yeah, it was like the best day. It was the best time of my life. And then I met my good close friend over here, Aaron, of course, Daquan. I met so many friends here. It's just that it's quite amazing that I've known so many people that I can feel free to really be myself instead of where I live at, which Daquan knows because he lives on the same block as me. But it was worth coming here.
My name is Jordan, also known as Itachi, as you heard from Sasori before. And I have to say, the best thing I remember about it is the first time I came here. Actually, the first and second time. All I said was, stepping away now. Don't know anybody. So, months later, I found out again about Teen Central because I had a visitor from another library that was explaining stuff. about Teen Central. So I went. I met a lot of people, you know, Shaggy. Had a little reunion with Daquan and Sasori. Met this dude, Jonathan, and everybody else. Have I ever been to my local library? Yeah, and I have to say, it sucks.
Hi, I'm Matt. The first time I came here, I thought it was lame. Because I don't go to libraries. And I thought it was like, oh my god, this is a boring. I was like, I don't go to library. So, when I got kicked out of Toys R Us for, you know, my obedient loud mouth, I was like, I had nowhere to go. So, I'm going to go to the library. And at first, when I went to this library, I was like, what are you playing? Who plays music in the library? That's like, come on, you're like two. So, I was like, oh my god, y'all play games? Oh, that's awesome. So, I started coming back, and this is where I met Nick. I met the God Killer Naruto Machine Murderer, Daquan. I met Shaggy. He's not important. I met my Jet Set Radio partner. And then he has just started coming back. That was it.
Yeah, hey, my name's Aaron, but some people know me by two nicknames, which is Ninja and Ghost Ninja. I found this library just adventuring in New York one day. I like to walk, I like to go out on a little adventure. I came here, it's a little quiet at first, but then I came to the Teen Central. Nice little bump of music going. I'm like, music. And then, like, I met my first group of friends, which was pretty cool. And then, like, I started coming back and I met more, like Matthew, Nick, Shaggy, my little friend right here, and the rest of the crew around. And then, like, I started coming back because if I was to, like, continue to, like, go to school and everything, I would be so bored to the point of where I would leave school every day and just wander around. And that gets really boring when you wander around by yourself. Why wander around by yourself when you have friends that really care for you so much?
We love you!
And plus, I really do help, like, you can kind of say, I kind of do, but I'm not sure yet, but I kind of do help out this library by bringing in some cool music. So, yeah, that's kind of like a plus. It's really fun. If I wasn't at this library, I'll probably be either wandering around Chinatown or home sleeping. Yeah.
My name is Brittany. I've been coming here forever, like 5 years, I guess. I found out about it through one of my English teachers. She noticed I read it a lot, but didn't really pay attention in class, and I skipped pretty often. And I stayed after school, even though I wasn't in school, just used the computer. So she's like, why don't you go here? I'm like, okay. I eventually found it while skipping school. And just kept coming back. I kept meeting a bunch of interesting people. Pretty much all the people I hang out with, I either met here or brought here. Like, one of my most memorable times was the many times that a boy who used to come here named Delray would dance to Michael Jackson pretty hilariously. And yeah, he was just an all-around nut. And of course, there's anti-prom and other functions here. And I just kept coming back. It was fun. You know, rather be here than home. And like, there's a library near my house, 125th branch, and it used to be fun, but they keep getting cutbacks for a lot of stuff, so it's just like kind of a ghost town at times. I don't want to be there, it's boring.
My name is Lucille. I came here in September 2004, so a really, really long time ago. I love this library because you actually get librarians that love YA books just as much as you do. So like, they can be like excited, yay, the Gossip Girl book came out. Okay, I don't love Gossip Girl anymore. But when I did, yay, the Gossip Girl book came out. So that was great. And I do like libraries, but like, what makes this one special to me is that librarians actually love their job and they actually read the young adult books. They don't just like give it to you, and they actually give you like personalized recommendations. Oh, you should read this or that. They don't just like give a book to you. So that I like. Yeah. I mean, like, the collection always gets bigger and bigger, and it's always been updated. So I think that's good. More than the other librarians that just have like one shelf and it never really changes. So I guess that.
Hi, my name's Jordan. I've been coming to this library for almost going on 3 years. My best friend, Adrina, kept talking to me about the library. I told her, if she don't shut up, I'll go. So she dragged me over here. It was in November 2005, and I'm like, it's interesting. Then on the next week, which was on a Wednesday, I skipped school, and I came here and I made a library card, and I just kept coming and coming. Cause I have nothing to do. When I get out, I just go straight home. It's like coming somewhere where you feel more like you're accepted. And like, cause at the other library, it's like, I don't like none of the people. I won't even talk to them. It's like, ugh.
My name is Gabby. The first time I was here was because I was brought over by Rebecca to come to a comic book writing thing. And at first I didn't know what to think about the library because I didn't stay for long, and I really didn't experience it as much as I do now. And the second time that I came, I was kind of sick, so that didn't help. A couple of the things that I have experienced through Teen Central are anti-prom and a couple of other events that have happened, which were good, and they were not essential, but sort of, they brought people together, and it brought us to where we are today. And because of this library, I met a bunch of other people that I never thought I would have hanged around with, and I've drawn closer to other friends, like, for example, Gus, Brittany, Gabby, and Rebecca and Fanny, who aren't here. And I'm really thankful of, like, the library itself and the people who are in the library for making it what it is today. And it's sort of depressing and sad that they're going to close it down, and apart from that, they're not going to be able to create it as well as we would want it to be. And it's not going to be ready until 2014, which is going to be a bit too late for most of us. So if any of the people that are in control of the library business are listening to this, I am hoping that they get to reconsider the plans that they're trying to do and to make it a bit more worthwhile, not for us only, but to the people that are about to come later in. Sometimes goodbye.